you ask anybody that learns Hilchos Brachos, they'll all tell you that they look forward to the sugya of Pasuk B'Kislev. It's one of the exciting sugyas simply because it involves many of the foods that we eat all the time. Pizza, mezonos rolls, and all the various berekas, there's all sorts of rogalos, all sorts of things that Be'ez Hashem will have to discuss. So it's something that's mamish negeya. People often are a little bit confused with how much do I have to eat to wash, how much do I have to eat kedei not to wash, you know, crackers with tuna, all these sorts of things. When a person goes to an aeroplane and he has one of the plane meals and it comes with the mezonos roll, what type of halacha is that? Is that any more meikle or more machmeh? Be'ez Hashem, these are the sugyas that we're going to try and go through. We're not going to get through it in one time. Obviously, it's going to take us a couple of sessions to go through, leading us on eventually to things like donuts, which eventually is a similar sugya to Pasuk B'Kislev, but slightly removed, which we'll get to Be'ez Hashem. So we'll start like this. Number one, if a person takes a piece of wheat, you take a piece of dogon, and you eat it k'moishuhu. You take the piece of wheat and you eat it, that has a din of a shahakol. That's a double pashut. Number two, if you would grind that piece of wheat into flour, and you would eat it, that would also be a shahakol. Number three, if you would take the dogon and you would toast it, so then it's got a din of a hadoma. And if you'd go along and cook it, kashel, to actually cook it with water to boil it up, it has a din of a mezoinus. And if you grind it and you make it into a dough and then you bake it, that's got a din of pas. So that's generally the mahalach of what happens when you take a piece of wheat and you go through the various stages, which halacha it gets at different stages. Min ha-Torah, it works as follows. Now, people have this idea in their head that there's something called bread and there's something called like cake and snacks. There are two different halachas, two different sugyas, no shaychus one to the other. The emphasis is nishkazoy. In min ha-Torah, there is no nafkamina between a piece of bread, a challah, or a biscuit, or a cracker, or a pretzel. They're all min ha-Torah called pas. And therefore they're called pas, we're going to have to give it the dinner, we're going to have to figure out what does that mean to us, how much do we have to eat in order to be careful not to wash, what happens if we do eat too much, all of these different situations. I mean, just to give you a couple of examples, it's very, very negeya, right? You can have a fellow that eats crackers for lunch, right? So he takes a box of crackers, he takes some tuna, whatever it is, and he starts eating lunch. So he takes the crackers, starts eating lunch, he thinks himself to have a couple of crackers. He ends up finishing the entire box of crackers. You have to tell that fellow to bench. You made the mezonos originally, who cares? Who are then halfway through the packet, right? He's having half a packet of crackers, and thinking to himself, it's a mezonos, what's the shayla? Halfway through, he thinks to himself, you know what? I'm not going to make anything for lunch. This is going to be my lunch. You have to stop. Nitzilus Adayim. Mamash Hamoitzi. Wash. Eat. Bench. That's the Mahalach. So people often have a confusion. When is it true? When is it not true? This is obviously something I have to get to. But the Iki is so this as follows. Min HaTorah, it's all got a din of pas. Whether it's a piece of challah, whether it's a pretzel, or whether it's a rogalach or a piece of pizza, it's all got a din of pas min HaTorah. And therefore, for example, let me give you the biggest nafkamina this could have, right? The Mishnah Berurah declares the following shayla. What happens if a person ate a lot of pretzels, a person ate a lot of crackers, a person ate a lot of, you know, rogalach, whatever it is. So what's the halacha in such a case? He needs to bench, but he has a suffix if he benches. He doesn't remember. An hour later, like, oi, I don't remember, did I bench or not? So the Mishnah Berurah, such a case, suffix da'oraisa l'chumra, and he has to bench again. Well, he ate pretzels. He ate crackers. He ate, what did he eat already? Oh, but the Maisa, you see clear from the Mishnah Berurah that we're dealing with a shayla from da'oraisa. That even if it's pasabo b'kisnin, and even if it's something that b'ikaroin has killed the mezonos, right? We look at it as a snack food. We look at it as a nash or something like that. Oh, but midin Torah, you can have a din of a suffix da'oraisa l'chumra ad kidei kach, that you'll have to bench if you didn't realize, or you had a suffix if you didn't bench before. So that's the biggest riot that we're dealing with the shayla from a da'oraisa. And we have to know, min ha-Torah is all got a din of pas. It's a din de rabbanon to call it pasabo b'kisnin, and it's only when you eat less than the shin. The moment you eat more than the shin, it's got a regular din of a hamoitzi, just like a piece of challah. So something we're going to have to figure out, Be'ez Hashem, is two sugyas. Sugya number one, when is it called bread and when is it called pasabo b'kisnin? And sugya number two, even on the side that it's called pasabo b'kisnin, how much do I have to eat in order to say mezonos ala mechya and not to bench? So that's the first shayla. Another example is like this. Are you allowed to use pasabo b'kisnin as lecha mishnah? Let's say, for example, comes Shabbos. Jesus, he's only got one challah left. So he wants to open up the freezer. What does he have over there? An apple pie. Can you use an apple pie as a lecha mishnah?
Pashtus has got a din of a pasul b'kisnu, that halacha on the maisa, if you're going to eat kidei svi of such a thing, you can use it as lecha mishnah. Al kidei kach. I'm just giving you examples to show you what it means, that this is not, you know, this is not a halacha of hamotzi, and then there's a mezonos bread. No such thing. Everything's got a din of pas. The shaila is how much you're going to eat. That's obviously going to be our main shaila that we have to get to. We all know, for example, hilchas challah, that whether it's a piece of challah, or whether it's a biscuit, or whether it's a cake, or whether it's a cracker, or whether it's a pretzel, they're all chayiv in hafrashas challah. The same way, what's the pshat? Because it's got a din challah. Min ha-toyu, it's got a din of pas. Okay, so that's the yesod I wanted to start with. Let's go to pasul b'kisnu. When do we call something a pasul b'kisnu? When does something get the din of a snack and it turns from bread to being cake? That's the shayla. So we'll start with the Gemara in Brachas Membeis. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Membeis on the Aleph brings over there a Maisa Rav Huna. Rav Huna ate 3 loaves of pasul b'kisnu. That's what he states in the Gemara. And he didn't bench. And the Talmidim said to him, I don't understand, you're not benching. Are you not full? Right, so let's leave the Gemara, I've kind of Gemara that we have to know, but in your name you Akshav, and we'll speak Be'ez Hashem later of exactly what the share he ate and how much is enough Gemina for us, how much we can eat. But our Kapanim, what we see with the Gemara is, in Rashi's Mazbu, the Pshat, and the Levush, the other Achonim, say the Pshat like this. What's Pasul b'kisnu? What is the Tzad HaShov? What is the Yisoid of a Pasul b'kisnu? And this has big ramifications, Alof HaLamaisa. And it is as follows. Something that is not the derech for a person to be kodesh suda gets the din of a pasul b'kisnu, which means bread. Everybody ate, right? Bismaneh, and bread was the ikar chelik of the suda. Everything else was kielu alidei tibul. They used to dip things in as a snack, as a nice way of, you know, making the bread taste nice. But ikar the lechem was the main thing. Therefore, the bread was bread. Of a pasul b'kisnu was a different sugya. It was something that nobody eats as a meal. Nobody eats breakfast like that. They didn't have, you know, people in Kodah that used to have a quick ragalach and a coffee before they ran off to Kodah. There was no such halacha. There's no such thing. Everyone ate bread. Mimele, when he passed off a kisne, it was like a snack. It was a nice thing to eat as a, you know, in the meantime. So let's go like this. What is the definition of pasul b'kisnu? Here we have a machloikis rishonim, which again is an afkamina for us la halacha. There are 3 mahalchim in the rishonim what is considered to be pasul b'kisnu. Number 1, Rabbeinu Chanana, you look in the Rif, he's Masber Pshat and Rabbeinu Chanana, that the Pshat is Poshut Pshat. Pasabo b'kisnim means there's little kisim, little pockets, and these pockets are filled with something sweet, and that's what's called Pasabo b'kisnim, right? We'll explain exactly the nafkaminas, we'll get to it in a moment. That's number 1, that's Shita Sarach. Shita number 2 is Rashi, Pashtus the Rambam as well, is that no, it's not filled with something sweet, but the ingredients of the actual dough is sweet. The dough is made with ingredients of sugar, and maybe put some juices, we'll get to it, Be'ez Hashem. That's halacha, that's sugya number 2. And the last one is the Rosh of Eniyoni, is it's dry and crumbly. These are the 3 mahalchim in what we consider pas haba begistin, which would mean pashtus has got a dinner of mazonos, if it has one or all of those 3 to know. So the shayla is like this. Again, as we mentioned before, the tzad shava between all of these, as you can see, is pashtus. Nobody's kovei suda on something that's sweet. No one's kovei suda on something that's heavily sweet, or filled with something sweet, or little crunchy things. No one's kovei suda on that. If something happens to snap, if that's the case, that's called pas haba begistin. The shayla is as well. The shayla is, are these 3 mahalchim in the rishonim arguing with each other? Is there a machlokes that the rishonim hold? The Haim Rashi holds that on Rabbeinu Chananah's one you have to make a moitzi, Rabbeinu Chananah holds on Rashi you have to make a moitzi, and everyone, each one is saying his own mahalach? Or no? Everyone's just adding, being moitzi from the other one. You'll tell me my nafkamina. Fet Ruki the Eger of Moyu Dika Shayla. Ruki the Eger, the Alocha brings it over here in Kuf Samaches, Siv Zayn, Moyu Dika Kasha from Ruki the Eger. Zut ki the egg like this. I don't understand. You look at Shulchan Aruch. You open up the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Samaches, Siv Zayin. You look what he says. He brings down the 3 sheetas of the Rishonim that we just mentioned, right? Sheetas of the filled with sweet, as kneaded with sweet, and also it's crunchy and crumbly. What's the halacha? How do we pass it? Shulchan Aruch says poshut, right? Shulchan Aruch says v'halacha kedivrei kulam. We pass it like all of them. Ki vega, I don't understand. What do you mean halacha kekulam? Everybody knows, if you have a machlokes rishonim, we try to be answering everybody. For example, look in Sifud Gimel. Sifud Gimel will get to Be'ez Hashem in the upcoming weeks about donuts. What Gemara is this? A huge machlokes rishonim, right? There's a Rabban, there's a Rambam, there's a Rashi, there's a huge machlokes rishonim. What do you do by a donut? So we'll see Be'ez Hashem, Shulchan Aruch, Be'etzem is Mekel, but he brings that Yerushalayim, should be Machmeh, whatever that means, we'll get to Sifud Gimel. But our component, Be'ekhi Be'ega, why don't we say the same thing over here? We have a machlokes rishonim, a Yerushalayim should be machmeh. So let me just add in agav in the parentheses, what does that mean, Yirush Shemayim Shemachmeh, right? So Imre Behetik, Yirush Shemayim, Machmeh, look, Rabbeinu Tam Tvinim, Rabbi said there's a whole new mahalach of Yirush Shemayim when you learn this sugya. And it goes like this. If a person would be one of the Yotzes Rikki Ve'ega, what's he going to do? How are you going to be Yotzes all the Shitas? So I tell you, Boshet, number one, you come home, you want to have a pretzel, a couple of pretzels. You know, what's so bad about having a couple of pretzels, right? So according to this Rikki Ve'ega, if you want to be Yotzes all the Shitas Yirush Shemayim, this is the procedure that you have to follow. Number one, wash. That's the worst word. Number one, wash. Have some bread. Regular, normal bread. Eat your bread. Right? You've been yoked to the sheet that holds its amotzi. Next, I need to make a mezonos now, right? To be yoked to the sheet, that's a mezonos. So what I have to do, now, hold on a second, I can't just make a mezonos in the pretzel, because there's a machlokes rishonim if I make a mezonos, right? I have to find something that fits all three sheetas to vaday make a mezonos to chasuda. What is that? You can't even make it on wafers. The only thing you can make it on is like a type of pie, you know, with a very, very heavy, sweet crust that's crumbly. It's baked and sweet, and it's got like an iced apple pie filling in the middle. Badai mezoinus toich asuda. Good. You make a mezoinus on that. I've been yotze my moitzi. I've been yotze mezoinus. I can now sit and have a few crackers. I can now sit and have a few pretzels. That's a Yirush Shemayim. I'm not putting up a bit of time to finish. This is a Yirush Shemayim. Mama, she wants to be yotze alashitas. That's what he has to do to have a cracker. My dick. Vert mikida egu, what's going on? Zugde be'alocha, no. He brings the minor motto. The Maimamotcha Tainas, there's no machloikas over here. Everybody's maskim. Rashi's maskim to the Rach, and the Rach is maskim to the Rambam, and the Rosh Ramania, everyone's maskim. But each one is being most of his own. If that's the case, and I got this theory to this that we're not going into now, it comes out that halacha, that a brother we paskin, that a pasim will be kissing, has got a din of mitzvahinus, and there's no din for a person to be yotze al shitas, even a year of Shemayim. That's klar, that's Rikki Deigas Kasha, that's the parents of the Chofetz Chaim in the halacha over here in Simukuf Samaches. Okay. Let's now go through one by one all the different tanoim that the Rishonim told us, and we'll speak at the nafkaminas and how it's negated to us. We'll start like this. Rabbeinu Chananel, which is pashtus also the Rashba, says like this, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this down to halacha. Yesh oimim pasha osu kamin kisim shememolim oisom dvash oisuka ve'egoizim shkedim ve'tavlin, which means pashut pshat, you have a regular chaladot, normal chaladot, and you wrap inside it something sweet. I had a fellow, Magichir from Beit Shemesh. She calls me up in the afternoon. His wife is making bread, and she wants to put chocolate chips inside. But nobody wants to wash. Nobody wants to wash. So what can we do to make it mezayis, right? So the shayla is how much sweet things you have to put inside. So lemaisa, according to this shita, if a person comes along and takes regular, normal chalado, which we'll speak about in a minute, the gabi rogolach, and you put inside it, you mother it with something sweet, that's got a din of a pasav of a gistin, and it becomes 100% a mezayis. That's a double portion. Now, first tonight is, it has to be baked together. You can't put it afterwards. You cannot put it afterwards. It has to be baked mitchila. The rosh hashita that holds afterwards, if that's your kavana. But halacha, we don't paskin that way. We paskin that the sweet has to be put in before the afia, before the baking. And when it was baked together, oh, now it becomes pas habavikistin. So I got two horrors on this. Number one, they sell in this country little mini croissants, right? They look like round things. They look like rogolot, but there's nothing inside it bachlal. These are made often, not always, from regular, normal dough. No sweetness inside it bachlal. But what they do after, did you ever notice, is I went to the back of the bakery and I checked this out before I told you what goes on over here, right? I spend a lot of time recently in the bakery. Is they take this pastry brush and they rub it over when it's still hot with a very sweet little type of liquid. And that's balua inside, and that makes it sweet. So what you think you're having is a nice sweet little piece of pastry, but really this was a pastry that had no taste whatsoever. They put some nice sugar water on it afterwards. Tastes good. Now according to that, I do not know what the heter is to make a mezonos in such a thing. Right? I have some limudei sfos. The minigo olim is azoi. We have a nisivus, we'll get to Bez Hashem. But our koponim lagabi, this halacha doesn't fit into possible bekistin. Because it's something that's made not sweet, and you put the sweet afterwards, does not help. You can't stick a piece of chocolate into a piece of challah and say, oh, now it's a possible bekistin. It has to be koidim afia, and then it works. Aga, we'll get to this halacha by pizza. Unfortunately, people often look at the label of the hefshah, where it says something like mezonos on it, which is obviously not true, which we'll see Bez Hashem, all these halachas, it's klar that way. Right? We'll see Mishabu speaks about these things, but I'll just give you an example. Right? Pizza is a sugar bim ne'atzma, we'll get to it, Beis Hashem, because pizza is enough kamini, but it's sweet or savory. But I'll go upon him, agav over here, right? We're dealing with sweet things, right? If it's savory, who told you, right? But for example, they sell in a bakery, they sell in America, I mean, the Bochum call it the dogs and blankets, right? They have the sausages and you have a wrapped around pastry. I don't know. You have to learn a whole sugya and shulchan aruch to figure out if that's going to be a hamotzi or if it's going to be a mezonos. And if you think to yourself, oh, what's the big deal? I'll just wash before that, right? Man baya, right? I don't know if anybody says that, but if you have washed before that, right? Must live it. So we saw last time, am I going to go? You can't just do that. You can't just wash because, oh, I don't know what to do. It doesn't help me, basala. Right? Okay, so that's a really different sugya. But I'll go, when it comes to pizza, by the way, there's two mahakam how to make frozen pizza. Either frozen pizza is made on a day, regular way, in other words, they make the dough, they put the sauce on it, they put the cheese on it, they bake it, take it out, cool it down, wrap it up, put it in the freezer. Easy. That's regular dinner pizza, whatever halakha that has, we'll get to it. But another way of making it, this is very common here in Eretz for sure, is they bake the dough, the base, normally. Afterwards, they put the tomato sauce and the cheese, bake it, cut it out, wrap it up, and freeze it. That's a major shame. Because if they're being so much that pizza is a possible bekistin because it's got cheese, tomato sauce, and a base, what's your heta? It's halacha is it has to be baked together with it. And if it's not, it's avada not going to be a mezonos. Don't look anymore at the labels of these things, and avada will get halacha as a pizza at a different stage. But I can point out that's something you have to realize. So therefore, lav dafka does have to be memula. It has to be inside. It can be on the top as well. Now, a few chocolate chips is not going to save it. To sprinkle a few chocolate chips into your challah is not going to turn it into mezonos. There has to be a nice amount of chocolate chips inside. That will turn it into mezonos. That's a dover portion. How sweet does it have to be inside? Now, this is very, very complicated. When you get to the learn the Mishnah Berurah over here, you start getting all sorts of interesting ideas. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, Rav write that the milui has to be the ikar chelik of what you're eating. That means, according to Mishnah Berurah, according to Shulchan Aruch, Rav, when you're eating something that's got sweet inside, if you're eating a mezonos agav with sweet things, forget it, doesn't help. It has to be that the ikar is the inside, the filling, the apple filling, the blueberries filling, whatever's inside. Agav is a mezonos there. I have to make a mezonos because they get the top. Agav de kach leyochah shulchan writes that the whole reason is that eating is only for the filling and just it's mamash a toffle the mezonos. If that's the case, in nachanami lani esaiti, I don't know the difference why how a person can make a mezonos on a regular. According to that, what are you going to say? The ikki eating is for the chocolate. Is it finished? You eat it for the mezonos. According to Poshut Pshat, article Taich of Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch Rav, I don't know how you make the mezonos on a regular. Because again, if it's sweet dough, and a hanami, we'll get to that. But if it's not sweet dough, which I got in the houses, how they make them normally at home, is they take normal challah dough, right? You bake cocoa and, I don't know, oil and sugar, whatever else you put over there, and then you wrap it up. Now, the fizeh, your heter you're relying on, is this sheet of the Rishonim, that it's memula with something sweet, which would make it passable bekistin, very nice. But if you learn Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch Rav, it only helps when the ikir you're eating it for is the inside. So good. The kids, for example, they're eating it for the inside, no shayla. They're eating it for the inside, of course they're going to be yaitz the shalacha. But if a person needs to fill himself up on a shtickle mezonos, right, makes a thicken, he wants to fill himself up, what's the heter? He's eating the mezonos, and I got the chocolate coming in there. Anyway, about the minig or oilim is taka to make a mezonos, and we'll see Be'ez Hashem, we have an asivis to be soymechon, maybe a marasham, and others as well to be soymechon. About that, that's the minig. Agav, we're not going to go into it now. Berekas is a major shayla. Berekas are filled with cheese, potato, all of these things are serious shaylas of mezonos or hamotzi because the maisa, the heter we're relying on is sweet inside. If it's savory inside, we have to see what the halacha is over there. So that's number one. Sugya number two is the orach brings b'shem Rav Hai, which is if it's dry and crunchy, right? It's a brittle, very, very thin, crunchy item. What's the halacha? So here we're dealing with something. It's exactly the same ingredients as challah, but I made it in an oifen where it's thin and it's crunchy and it's crispy. All of a sudden it turns into what? It turns into a mezonos. What's the pshat? Shulchan Aruch says you don't even eat it, you chew it, you bite on it. It's like a pretzel. It's mamish like a pretzel. A pretzel, a breadstick, all these bagels, these sort of things like that, that have a real din of something crunchy and something like that have a din of possibly of a kistin for this reason, even if it's not sweet, but since it's crunchy, since it's thin and crumbly, no one's kamei sudur on that, and therefore avada, the halacha is, it will be a mezonos. Now what happens if you take regular bread and you turn it crunchy, for example a toast, you take a piece of bread, you put it in the toaster, now you made it crunchy, you made it nice and thin and crunchy and crispy, whatever it is. What's the halacha? It's a double portion, right? It turned, originally it was pas, and now it turned into this. It's not going to save it anymore. It still remains a din of pas, which obviously leads to the shayla of something like Melba toast, right? Melba toast are these little packets with little crunchy bread inside there that are real pas gomo. What's the halacha? So the answer is the halacha is those of Adam Mizraelis. What's the reason? And this is Yisoid, Mincha Sitzach, Mincha Shleim, and other poskim speak about this Yisoid. And that is if it's made mitchila, al das to make it this way, it's beseder. And I'll give you this right. Have a look at a packet of croutons, right? We'll have to get to croutons as well. It's a whole different sugar as well. There's a lot to speak about over here. But I've got a problem to take a regular packet of Ozum's, little cut up bread croutons. I'm talking about the yellow ones, right? I'm talking about the challah ones, the little bread croutons, right? Spice, not spice. What's that look over there? So you look over there, very interesting. It says that it's made miyuchad for this. Interesting. So what do I do when I see that? It sounds interesting to me. So I called up the company of Ozum and I asked them, like, what does this mean? What's your kavana? So they said, Bosh, we want to make sure that this is passable by kisna l'koliyama. It's a piece of bread. You have to make a moitzi of the sin. It was bread that was made with yochot to be croutons, and therefore start a dinner passable by kisna l'koliyama. That's a double portion. Matzah, agav, right? We know the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says on Pesach, avad you make a moitzi on matzah because that's the only bread that we have. That is the pas on Pesach. Oh, but what happens when it's not Pesach? So it's very, very shver. All the Svarim deal with it, right? Mamish, the Knesset Gedolim, the Marsham, the Bebuchacha, the Tzitzeli Ezra, Shevet Halevi, Mincha Tzitzah. And they write, Avad, the Minig of Ashkenazim is taken to make a Hamoitzi. Revozna is arranged in Tshuva. Chelik Alev Simon Reish Hei, over here, Sikot and Kuf Samaches, where he writes that really in the Ika Hadin, a piece of matzah is Mezoinus. Oh, but the minute Ga'olim is talking to make Hamoitzi, of a person shouldn't do it. It's really super vozna, Allah Alamais and Shevet Alevi, not to make a Hamoitzi on matzah, unless your person has been Kaveh Sudu on it, or he's eating it for less. Mishnah, he says, oh, but Akoponim again, minute Ga'olim is a vada to make it, a Hamoitzi is a pasuk in the Ashkenazim. But again, there is a din super vozna to be machm over there, with a vada also pasuk, but Ikadim is Mazonis. Oh, but Alamais and Yerushamayim should be machm. Little matzah crackers are Lakuli. Almer again, Mazonis, without any shayla, for the same reason as before, and that is in Mahalach, this was made in order to be a snack and therefore specific. Now, let's move on to the third sugya in Pasuk of Kislev, which will lead us on to the sugya of Mazonis rolls. So we have like this. There's a Shita Saramba, right? This is the third Shita. I'm not going in order of Shulchan Aruch. This is Shulchan Aruch puts this 1 second. I put this 1 third. The Shulchan Aruch writes like this, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it from the Rambam. The Yeshayim. She isa sha'ora b'dvash oy shemen oy cholov oy minei tavlin, which means I took regular dough, which means flour, water, whatever else, and I also added in sweet ingredients in it so that the actual dough is sweet. That, says the Rambam, which Paskin Shulchan Aruch turns it into a passable because it's now mezuzah. Carries on the Shulchan Aruch a very important condition, and that is v'hu she etam. Tam taruus amei peiros oya tavlin nika beisav, says the Shulchan Aruch. How much sweetenings did you put in? Enough that you'll recognize it. It has to be detectable inside the dough. Then it's the seder. Says the Beis Yosef, you need a good tam. You need a good tam. Zug the Ramah even more. There has to be the ikka. The ikka, says the Ramah, so the Mishavur explains chat in the Ramah. The ikka of this item is the sweetness, not the roll. Not the challah shavoy, but the sweetness you put in. That's the ikka. Ad gedei kach, the Ruach HaShulchan learns that it's so much the ikka, that the ikka is the sweet, and you put the flour in only to medamik the sweet. That's ad gedei kach, the Ruach HaShulchan learns pshat and ramah. Which means, right, we'll get to it in a moment. A mezonos roll. You have a habamina, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if it's sweet. No, I hear, it's got some sweetness to it. According to the Ramah, you have a havamina to make a mezonos on a roll that the Ramah writes, the ikka of the item has to be the sweetness and agav, they put in a bit of flour. I mean, how could this only even have havamina to do thing? Poshup shat, poshup shat. Duba, we'll get weiter. So that's number one. So the Tanoim over here are similar to before, which is, it has to be before baking, the sweetness has to be put in before the actual baking, not only afterwards, and it means anything like fruit juice and sugar, cocoa, oil, margarine and honey, all these things. Something which is very important to remember is, the fruit juice has to be 100%. Now, a Shvacha Heksha Agav won't do this. The good Heksha'im, I checked this out today, spoke to a few good Heksha'im here and in Chutz Loretz, and they told me they're very makbid on it, that if we allow something in the Zoynet, it's 100% juice. Because the moment they're using concentrated juice, forget about it. And the Shvacha Heksha'im Taka do this, because they find it's got food juice, might have communion feed. It's not in the factory, why do it over here? So I'll take a concentrated thing of petal, and I'll make a whole jug of who knows what, and it's a ton of water, 95% water, 5% of the juice, has absolutely no shaykes to be mezonos, even if it tastes sweet. So the Lemaisa, you have to be very, very careful. If the Lemaisa, that's the Mitzvah, you have to watch out for a good Heksha, that's a double portion. Now, what is going to be our sugya of mezonos rolls? Adkan, you know Shulchan Aruch, comes out, got a portion, and this, by the way, everyone gets confused, right? Anybody that learned Hilchos Brachos, you open up a Kuf Samaches, and you open up the Mishnah Berurah over here, and see Bob, and see Zion, and see Ches even as well, and all of a sudden you're like, you're stuck. You don't even know where the Sugya comes from. Like, well, how can anyone even have a Mina? Portion Shat and Mishnah Berurah, there's absolutely no have a Mina Bechol. So before we continue with that, then we'll jump to Siv Ches. You look at Siv Ches, very, very interesting. Siv Ches over here, Kuf Samaches, talks about an interesting Mitzias. Who talks about Lachmoniot? Because I used to eat children of Lachmoniot. Oysen should be lost on Ova, Meseda, and then it continues. The Oysen should be lost on Raka. How about if you make something with a Belila Raka, made from like a thinnish dough, Vedakin Ma'oichakor Nivelish, whatever that is, you make a Mazonis. Look the nice Akadim, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with like a Lafa, like a Peter Berg, a Lafa Berg, something like that. Something nice, thin, soft, right? It's quite a din of a mazonis. I don't understand. So it's in Godel on the Shulchan Aruch. In the seat before in Siv Zayin, Shulchan Aruch tells me, what do I make a mazonis on? Three conditions. It has to be kneaded with sweet, or it has to be filled with sweet, or it has to be crunchy and hard. Then the Shulchan Aruch in the next seat says to us, if you have this type of pita bread, or this type of lapa, nice soft bread, you make a mazonis. It doesn't fit into any of the tenoyim that the Shulchan Aruch just said the seat before. So moody gekasha, as I put in the seat. Answers the Nesivus Neuch HaShulchan the Beis Ephraim other Gedolei Achroinim. Pshat, and this is the Yisoid of Pasuk Bava Kisna, which has tremendous kulos. And that is, these Rishonim are giving us the simon to watch Pasuk Bava Kisna. But what's the Yisoid? What's the Tzad HaShavah Beinayim? The Tzad HaShavah is Pashat. Anything that you're not Kriya Be'er Suda gets a din of a Pasuk Bava Kisna. And means of the Simonim. Of a Zuk of a Hin, when I have a Sibches. In something that the whole Yisoid, oh, the whole mahus of this malachal is non kedei suda. Then obviously I make a mizonis. I don't need a simon. I don't need one of the simonim to be showing him to tell me it's a pasuk of a kisnei. Because it's not a pasuk. No one's kedei suda on such a thing. Imkain, if that's the case, we have a tremendous, tremendous makor to be making in a lot of cases. For example, right, anybody from India knows that they serve in a kiddush sometimes a bridge roll. What's a bridge roll? Small little roll, right? Mama small, cut it hard, they put tuna on it, they put smoked salmon on, whatever it is, right? And people eat that. What is the heta? Sometimes it's not sweet, vada not sweet. What's the halacha? The halacha is because you have this nesivus. Something that tells me, claw, and then when I look at it, this is not something kameh suda. It's made as a snack. So Enoch and Ami doesn't fit into one of the tenoim of the Gimel Rishayim that we mentioned before. Oh, but the whole yisoid of this item is a non-kaveh suda, and therefore it's poshut that I can make a mezonis. Moving on to mezonis bread. So moving on to mezonis bread. So it goes like this. If you want to ask the Chofetz Chaim what to do, it's poshut. If anybody would have called up the Chofetz Chaim, there's absolutely no shayla what he would have said. Why? We said in the Maisa that the Yisoid the Ramah learns that the Yisoid to make a Mezoinus on Pasuk Bekistin is that the Ika of this food is the sweetness Shaboy. And if it's not the Ika, you cannot make a Mezoinus. Zuk the Taz, Zuk the Ayurabah, Zuk the Mishnah Berurah, Zuk the Aruch HaShulchan, as we mentioned Kodem, that it has to be that the sweetness is more Choshev than the Kemach. Agav the Kemach is there. Oh, the sweetness is the Ika. Now, the Fiza, as we mentioned earlier, there's no Hava Mina Bechlal, but the Mishnah Berurah holds as Asa. Right? So if you have anybody running around telling everybody, you know, these interesting Mishnah Berurahs, and have people all the time come to me with these interesting Mishnah Berurahs, they found in Hilchos Tefillah, and after this, and they say, hey, look, no one does this Mishnah Berurah, right? So before the Mishnah Berurah, they're all excited, they found this Mishnah Berurah. But by the way, you ask the Mishnah Berurah about Alecha Mezonis, there is no Shaila in the world, Chas V'Sholem, according to Taz, and the Rabbah, Aruch HaShulchan, Mishnah Berurah, and other Gedolei Achronim as well. There's no Hava Mina, it's Poshut. It has to be that the Ikar is the sweetness. Everyone in this room will be masking to me. There's no such Mizrahi spread that you'll ever find that the Ikar is the sweetness and the Kemach is Agav. In Kay, Kunda Bishabura, there is a Bada Nomad. And it's because of that, for example, Dan Krauss from Manchester, who was out based in Manchester based in for years. He was one of the first Sforum that came out, and it was Brochus, Bukhari Brochus, Givaldi Gasefa, before all the other Sforum came out. And he said, and he writes a letter over there, that a Vada, no Hashkofa should ever give a Hashkofa on Mizonius bread. It's a Mishal Rabbin. Ravosna, which is signed on a letter that Ramissan Karelitz wrote in B'nai Barak, also writes a similar vote as well, that nobody should be Soymach, and it's a Zulzun and Brochus, Rishayna, Zulzun, Brochus, Achoroina. It's also the Tzidkus Yadayim, Hashem Yirachem, the Gemara says about people, Mezalzal, the Tzidkus Yadayim, Mimena, Zuk, Mishin, Karelis, Rav Ozna, and others, they taina, a person shouldn't do it. Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, told Rav Bodna from Lakewood, that it goes boss of the minute, which means, that Enoch and Ami, could be, we can say Kulis, and we will be Zer Hashem, or it goes boss of the minute, If the minhag is that this is a bread and people treat it as a bread, then obviously a person has to treat it as a bread, even if you're not being kovei a suda. That's the chiddush. Heli Mordechai Maisa, with Moshe, was once by a chasna in America. So Maisa Shaya was in the chasna. It was a very small hall. There wasn't much space to move around, and the noshim for the chasna was like sort of in the corner there. And there was a problem. There was nowhere there to wash. So they made an announcement on the microphone there. All the ladies should know that the bread, the chasana, is in the zaynus, and therefore you don't have to wash. The pasha wasn't shy for where they're going to go, the chitza, it was a ganze meisa. So Moshe hears this, he's like, "Tach, can it be shy to have a chasana? Everyone's coming to the mamash, eating a ganze sita, and making a zaynus and a zaynus, doesn't make any sense." So someone heard Rav Moshe say that. So he said, "In that case, you have to make an announcement." He makes an announcement. Rav Moshe paskins all of the bread and the mezonos. So Moshe says, "Oh, what are they announcing it for? What if she's showing you value the mezidin?" So somebody gets to the microphone. "No, no, no. What if she's showing you value the mezidin?" Oh, the mice that happened over there. Al kaponim, we have gedolim that say they don't like mezonos bread for the simple reason is it calls a mishal. People are alkavei sud on it. It's become a bread that they serve at chasnas and a bris and whatever, and it's a problem. What are taka the hetayim? Right? What's the maisim? Meaning, olim the taka people do make a mezonos on it, and the hashem which I spoke to today told me a father the chachinah could be seimich on it. What are they seimich on? You open up a mishnah brewer, there's not such thing in the world. So what are they seimich on? So the first thing that the seimich on is the marsham. The marsham writes that when the shulchan aruch writes you need a tam, that's only when you haven't got made payus roiv. But once you have roiv made payus, you don't even need a tam. Very nice. Doesn't help us with the Rama. Help us with the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Shlach HaKadosh in Shara Oisius, and he writes klar. Pshat in the Rama is the same thing. That Enoch and Ami, you need a tam, it's going to be a shtak a tam, but that's when you don't have Rebbe Peiris. The moment you have Rebbe Peiris with the Shlach HaKadosh, oh, now even the Rama will be masking its mezonos. That's the Yisoid of how the Marasham learns, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shlach HaKadosh learns over here in Rav Zilov told me, "Come and put on in that Rav Yashem held the Marasham Mamash Moedik, and he'll be soimich on this Marasham Legabe Nezonis, but the Eved, the Chatcheli, and the Bada, the person shouldn't." Oh, but again, there's a big mocker to be soimich on the Marasham. Open up the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's Moedik. You don't even see the word Tam. Not a word about Tam. It's very interesting, because there are most whole Mahalach, the Shavuz Mahalach, is Tam, Tam, Tam. And you open up Shulchan Aruch Harav, not a word about Tam. What's the Pshat? Shulchan Aruch Harav learned the Yisoid is not Tam. The Yisoid is percentage. How much is inside? Mineya, so the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and this is what all the Chassidish Hashem, by the way, all over the world, are saying on the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Shlach HaKadosh, and the Marasham. Now, at the moment I have Rav Mei Peiris inside, it's turned into a mezonos, and obviously I can't be kodesh suda, I can't have it as my lunch, but if I have a snack, for example, I have a roll that's got a couple of pieces of lettuce and an egg inside, it could be, there's a big mockum to say, it is a mezonos. We have also the nesivas, and if it's clear to me that the tzura of it is a snack, the Ravos and Sheikh Galevi Chenet Kess writes, he says a loshen like, "Ein biyodi limchois," because we have the Marasham, but avada shem nafsha yirchut mizeh, because often it's not done properly. They don't put roiv made payers in, they're not real made payers, and therefore a person should be careful. Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted a time that the mini Gushalayim is taken to be makel, and yeah, making mezonos on mezonos rolls, but I'll go upon him, even if it's true, we have a tremendous limud schus over here of people that taken making mezonos on a mezonos roll. Number one, just to remember, Mishabur, there's nothing to talk about. Shulchan Aruch Harav and Marasham, good, excellent. Number two, you have to remember a few nekudas. Number one, it has to be roiv made payus. That means you're dealing with a good heksher. The two good heksher that I spoke to here in this country, and in Chutzlars, both told me they're makkel on roiv made payus. Tonight, number two, and they both told me they're makkel on this also, is it has to be real made payus. If it's not real made payus, you have a problem. And the last two are the sugars that I want to get to now. And that is also true. Good, you can make a mezonos on a mezonos roll, you can make a mezonos on all sorts of things that we mentioned, biscuits and crackers and pretzels and everything else. Pass them over kissing. How much are you going to eat? Everyone's masking, and Shulchan Aruch passes this way, la'aloch over here in Sivov and Kuf Samaches. The moment you are kivei suda on something, it's all over. You have to make a hamoitzi, and you have to make a birchas hamazon min hatoyot, for the chumra. And therefore you have to know how much you're eating. And the fourth one, which is very negeya, is when you're eating it together with other foods. That means, when you're having a bread, and it's filled in with tuna, it's filled in with salad and everything else, or you're having a plain meal, and together with the bread there's several sorts of things, there's a din of tziruf, which means whatever I'm going to eat afterwards is mistarif to that. So for my lunch, if I have a mezonos roll, one for example, right, which the Badaks told me that if you have one you're okay, when you have two you're not okay, so let's say you have one, But then after 1 hour, I have an egg and I have a yogurt and I have an apple and I have this and the other. So the ma'aser, we're going to have to go to that sugya to see what is mitzdarav together with the mazonis roll, kidei that it's a shayla of hamoitzi. Well, I just want to end with the shayla of the sheet. That's the shayla I want to end with right at the moment. It's like this. How much mazonis do I have to eat kidei to wash? It's negei by rogulos, right? I mean, last night in yeshiva, for example, we had a whole yoyin in tefillah. Very nice. So we had a whole panel, a whole table of rabbanim, and the bochum asked shaylas on tefillah, and everyone, you know, each one answered according to his answer. It was very, very nice. We had rogulos, it was beautiful. I watched with my own eyes a bochum, mamash, he had a box of rogulos, and he just sat there, he ate mamash half an hour, one after the other, after the other, after the other. Right? Then I watched. He said to his friend, oh, never been so full in my life. Right? Posh, Mamish Maisa Shah. I came up to him after and said, excuse me, I'll give you a bench chair. He said, like, I'm crazy. Put it on. I made a mazonis on it. How can I bench him? I made a mazonis on something. Right? So the Maisa, you have to know, how many rogel are you going to eat? And it's very in a game. When you get to our bench, when you get to our lockers of donuts on Hanukkah, right? Echad Mamitzvah Zayon. You have to know how much the Maisa person has to eat in order to get out of the shayt. So, let's go back to the Gemara a moment. The Gemara in Brachas Membeis says they asked Rav Huna, he didn't bench. And they said, what do you mean? Maybe you convey a suit on it. Now this is the Maskonas HaGemara. The Maskonas HaGemara is, if a person is convey a suit on Passover, Bekitin, Lekuli, Alma, he makes Hamoitzi, and Bechaz HaMozot. If he eats it as a snack, the Torah's kisnin, then it's got a little mazonis and a al hamicha. And as I pass the Shulchan Aruch over here in Kufsam Chesivov, the halacha is, the chilek is, how are you eating this? How much are you eating? What does it mean, kaveh suda? What does it mean, kaveh suda? I saw a person in the base medrash one time, a packet of crackers and a tuna, a can of tuna, and if it was going for lunch. Lovely, very nice. Where's your washing? Where's your benching? Right, if a person's eating something that's kaveh in the sphere means you're satisfied, so you have to bench on such a thing. What's the shame? So there's a machloikas achroin in what the shame is a pasal bekis in order to wash. Riki the eagle learns it's got a din of hilchas erevin. And just like in Hilchas Erevin, kedei to make a suda, you have to need gimel or dalad beitzim. Same thing over here, gimel or dalad beitzim in order to have a shayla. Under gimel or dalad beitzim, it's about the enemy mazonis. The goyin says no. The goyin says that we go by a sudas erev ubaykin. I have to know, because Mana Chazal, so we're from the Gemara in Kamar Mekaymus, that in Mizana Chazal they ate two sudas a day, a morning one and a night one. When they ate their morning suda, it was enough to keep them going for 12 hours. So you can imagine it, chosh of a suda. We're not dealing with something small like a snack, right? Nowadays, we have three meals, we snack four times in between each meal. We don't know what this means. But Bizman al-Khazal, that's what they did. They had one suda in the morning, that kept them going till the night. One at night, kept them going till the next morning. Every meal was every 2 hours, 12 hours. So the shayla is, kidei sviya is a tremendous kula. According to the goyim, if you don't eat kidei sviya, you don't eat the amount of a suda, erev, or boike, you don't have a shayla of hamoitzi b'chan. That's a tremendous kula. How do we paskin halacha? So the mishavur paskins the ikar like shita sagro, which means you can be mekel, and you can eat as many crackers, as many pretzels, as many biscuits, as much cake, as much rogulach as you want. As long as you don't get to the shee of sviya of a suda boika the erev, tremendous kula. But then the mishnah brings Rekiva Eiga, and when he brings it agav, he brings dalet beitz and not gimel, and he says lechatchila toy for a person not to get into the shayla and not to have more than dalet beitz. And that's interesting because the mishnah is talking about something that's a sofik pasul b'kisnim. Our Passover Bekisnim, the Mishavur calls a Vada Passover Bekisnim, saying, Achanami, then a Vada, you're going to have to go along and even go with a smaller share of three Beitzim. But Al-Koponim La-Halokha, it means a person has to be careful, according to Mishavur, not to eat too much, Gimel or Dala Beitzim, where he eats Rogelach, pretzels, crackers. I think I made a Cheshbon once about Cheerios, because Cheerios, according to some Poiskim, has a dinner of Passover Bekisnim, because it's made sweet, well, depending on which one it is. So I made a Cheshbon that Dala Beitzim is approximately 480 Cheerios. So a person has to be careful, to make a cheshbon, you eat a bowl of Cheerios, according to this, according to Mishabua, lechatchila toy, for a person not to eat more than 481 Cheerios. Otherwise, you're entering a shayla of maybe having to wash and bench. And he had his cereal in order not to get out the shayla. But upon him, that's the mice of the Matthias. Shulchan Aruch Rav, I found, is the biggest kula. Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that you can be more makel. Number one, it has to be the shear of a suda's overboike, and also gimel dalet beitzim of pas. When you have both of them together, then you have a shayla. Until then, you have no shayla whatsoever. Now, two nafkamin is out to the game. If a person starts to eat, and he realizes, you know, I'm going to continue eating, so he has to look what's in front of him. If what's in front of him is enough that will make him full, in front of him now, he has to go over, until it's a dime, and bench. That's a double portion. This is on pretzel, this is on crackers, this is on whatever you're eating. That's portion. Number two, if a person made a mezonos, right, you go home, you take a packet of biscuits, normal, nice packet of biscuits, you take one or two out, and by the end of a, you know, 5 minute conversation, you finish the entire box of biscuits. Your mom is stuffed, can't eat anything else after that. You have to bench. You possibly have to do birchas hamazon d'oraisa. You have a suffix that we should brew pastas, you still make a birchas hamazon. It's a suffix min atot. A person has to be very, very careful on such a thing over there. Now, lemaisa, there's other sugars we have to get to, which we're not going to get to now. And that is number one. People, for example, I mean, it's very gay, right? In the morning you have breakfast. So what's your breakfast? Your breakfast is a Danish and a coffee. Now, most people are full after that. You have to bench after such a thing? What do you do in an aeroplane? When you get a mezonos roll, right? So good, so you want to be making, you want to be saying from the mekilim, that mezonos roll is stuck in mezonos. But when do you yet say that it's mistarif to everything else? When do you not say it's mistarif to everything else? That's the next sugars we have to get to. And the Ezer Hashem, the ikki sugar we have to get to is obviously what broch are we going to be making on pizza and berekas, meat pies, and all these sorts of things, which the Ezer Hashem will lead on to the achos of donuts. Oh, yeah.